It is a difficult job, but why I do it is because I know I've made a difference to people and improving their quality of life. We can't do anything about the quantity, but we can make the quality as good as we can. The wards are based over two floors, and I mean, the setting is absolutely beautiful, but clinically isn't up to standard. We don't have any single rooms. We will try and especially if we have a young person come in or a husband and wife, will block a bed so they can have a room to themselves, but then you're blocking a bed for a patient that might need it, so we're limited with that. We don't have any ensuite facilities, which is a bit of a bind because people want the privacy and dignity and have a right to the privacy and dignity. You don't want to be sitting on a commode in the middle of a ward just with a curtain around you. That's as good as we can do at the minute, but that's not the right thing to do. I mean, today's a beautiful day, but we can't take the patient out. If they're bed-bound, we can't do anything about that. We can't get the beds through the doors without dismantling them. These people have lost an awful lot. They've lost their health. They've lost plans for the future. So it's just giving them some control over very basic human needs. You just do the best you can in the circumstances, but we could do so much more with proper facilities, so that's how important it is.
Everybody sticks with you, everybody does, but there are a couple. There's one young man that I nursed a few years ago now. He was an absolute character. He was so lovely, him and his wife. He was deteriorating. We used to play on the games consoles, especially at night. If he was a quiet, we'd sit there and have a chat. And he just really took my heart. And we did everything that we possibly could to make his passing easier. These single rooms are going to be such a huge bonus to everybody. People do face death every day, and I think with the dignity that these single rooms can bring back to them, to their privacy and have that time, it's making memories that some people don't have often get.
One in four, I think, of us are going to get cancer. Treatment is brilliant, and you know, people do get a lot better, but for those people that don't get better, if that was your mum, your granny or whatever, you would want them to have the best, so give us some money so we can do the best we can.
Please help our Raise the Roof campaign to support other families like ours at Thorpe Hall.